Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and Christ, the one born for us this Christmas. Amen. Peace Lutheran Church, we shine a light on the humble. That's a rare thing these days, to shine a light on the humble, to shine a light on humility. Let me start off by defining the word humble. These are my terms. Humble is about self-awareness. A person is humble if they see themselves, understand themselves lower than how other people see them. Now, the opposite is true. An arrogant person is someone who calculates their standing maybe in the community, and it's far above than what other people esteem them to be. Humble. Self-awareness. How do you see yourself compared to how other people see you? The Christmas story we're going to read about this week, we read a little bit about it here this morning, the build-up to Jesus' birth. The Christmas story has true heroes. Joseph and Mary, the wise men and angels. Especially we're going to focus in on Mary here this morning. But did you notice the Christmas story in the Bible doesn't really have a villain? We like villains, don't we? There's got to be a villain in every story. Satan is not mentioned in the birth narrative of Jesus. No Satan. And there are no mean Pharisees or Sadducees. But in the background of the story, there is kind of a villain, the Gospels tell us. His name, Herod. Let's pause for a moment. Think about Herod. Herod was someone who assessed himself way higher than the kingdom that he ran, Judea. Herod lacked humility. Herod was filled with pride, filled with arrogance. Here's some stories so we can all get on the same page about Herod. Did you know that King Herod killed 3 of his sons just so that he could keep his power and there would be no rivals around him? Herod. Did you know when the wise men came to Herod and said, in Bethlehem is born the king of the Jews, do you know what Herod's response was? Hey, he took my title. I'm the king of the Jews, is what Herod said. Herod. Here's just a nasty story about Herod. When Herod was coming close to the time of his death, he was worried that in the kingdom of Judea, everyone would have festivals and celebrations because he finally died. So Herod told his sister Salome to go out on the day of his death and kill a couple of the politicians in the land, some of his rivals, so that the kingdom of Judea would mourn on the day of his death. Yikes. Isn't that nasty? That's Herod. And you know what happens in our world today, the one that we're living in, is that oftentimes, isn't it the Herods that get elevated and they get shined upon and they get the light put on them, the spotlight. Is that true in your circles? Whether that be at school or in the workplace or in family, it's the Herods that get the spotlight. Saint Benedict, a church father in the history of the Christian church, Saint Benedict was alive 5th or 6th century, I believe. Saint Benedict wrote something that I'm just going to plug here on your own. Google it, check it out. He wrote something called the 12 steps, the 12-step ladder of humility. How to be humble. Now, as I read Saint Benedict's description of how to be humble, I have to say, in the 21st century, we might come to the conclusion that Saint Benedict is out of date. He needs to get with the times. So let me share some of his steps on his ladder. Step number three is modesty in speech, practicing silence. Would that work in today's world of social media? What do you think? I don't think so. Because social media wants loud statements, extreme positions. That's not Saint Benedict. Saint Benedict's got to get with the time. Come on, Saint Benedict. Step number five for Saint Benedict is something called self-abasement. Self-abasement is taking a lower position than other people around you. The thought is Saint Benedict got this from Christ's teaching in Saint Luke chapter 14. Christ says, those who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those who humble themselves, they'll be exalted. Now, how does that work in our settings, in our communities? How does it work to kind of consider yourself lower on the soccer team, or lower on the basketball team, or lower in the workplace, and consider others better? That's not the way the world operates. You're going to get swept to the side if that's the work. Saint Benedict, someone's got to tell him about the 21st century and how to get with the times. Step number 11, Saint Benedict. He says to get really deep and practice humility, practice self-denial. He goes on to define it. Benedict says, self-denial is not seeking your own rights, not going after rights, not going after what you want to do in life. Self-denial is seeking God's plan and God's will. Saint Benedict's got to get with the time. The religion in the United States today is rights. And what I have a right to do. Someone's got to get with Saint Benedict. Man. So here's the thing. Humility doesn't shine. What shines? Herods. The Herods of the world. Those people that take the best position on the sports team, in the local political scene, in the national political scene. Humility doesn't shine. That will not happen here at Peace Lutheran Church, however. Humility shines at Peace Lutheran Church and in the Christian church. Let our reading remind us in the gift of Mary about what true humility is all about. So needed today. Now remember, my definition of humility is taking a lower position than how everyone else esteems you to be. Now, how is Mary esteemed by other people? Not herself, but by other people. Let's just go through a listing of some of the groupings in Christianity esteem Mary. The Greek Orthodox Church, Eastern Christians, they're our brothers and sisters in Christ. They have a special term for her. It's called Theotokos. They have icons that they look at to see Mary and the Christ child. If you see them, the Christ child looks a little more mature. It's almost like he's got a beard. But they look at it. It's kind of odd. But the whole statement of the Greek Orthodox Church is to say, she had the full divinity of God right there in her womb. Theotokos, that dates to the 3rd century in Syria. Our friends in the Roman Catholic faith, as we've studied here at Peace Lutheran Church in the last few weeks, they have high regard for Mary. They say the prayer, they even direct prayer to her. That's a debate for another time. But they say the Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And in the Roman Catholic faith, they have the teaching that Mary's body did not decay, but was taken immediately up to heaven. The Assumption of Mary.